Pend'oreille County commissioners have decided to reject a comprehensive plan amendment, which would have changed the public lands designation in the county to rural lands, a step that was seen as opening the door for industrial use outside of the urban growth areas. Specifically, the plan would have allowed the construction of a controversial silicon smelter just outside of Newport. Opponents, like Phyllis Cardos of the group Responsible Growth Northeast Washington, are delighted with the vote, but at the same time holding their breath for the next step in the process.
I was somewhat surprised, but knowing that they are working on this same issue in the 2020 comp plan update, I'm not surprised, because they're going to be addressing this again down the road in a few months.
Cardo says the commission vote gives her group some time to plan their next steps. She says that they've seen the preliminary mapping that the Planning Commission has drawn up regarding the new comp plan, and the land owned by PacWest had already been designated with that new public lands designation. She says once that happens, a mandatory review of the environmental impacts of such a smelter will need to be conducted.
So we will hold the county's nose to the fire and make sure that the maximum potential impact of that proposed smelter is undertaken.
PacWest Silicon has indicated that they have been waiting to proceed until after the county rezones the property they've purchased adjacent to town, with the intention of building a silicon smelter that would employ about 200 workers. Company officials say that they've invested $27 million into the project so far. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.